Hey family, here's another podcast from the 98.5 Breakfast Show with Kirsty and Dan.
Oh, that's us, isn't it?
Yeah.
Hey family, please be aware there is still a crash. Mitchell Freeway southbound after Hodges Drive in Edgewater. Towing services are on site. It is heavy on approach, so a little bit of caution if you're going through there. Looking at the rest of the freeways, it's looking really good on the Mitchell on the southbound run. The northbound run on the Kwinana is heavy at the bottom end, Mortimer Road through to Thomas Road. And do keep in mind we have walk safely to school day today. So keep to 40 kilometres in school zones and slow down between 7:30 to 9 a.m. So please drive safely. That's the latest from Main Road.
That's right. It's time for some Newsly. Everyone excited?
Yes.
Yes,
hey, you are.
Guys, can I go first? Yes. I want to go first because the reason why is because it is federal election eve.
Oh, it is.
And it is.
Yes. And everybody is seriously thinking about onions on their sausages.
Right? Oh, yeah. Of course.
Yeah, right.
Because that's very important when you have your... what do they call it?
Democracy sausage.
That's it. Yes. Well, have you guys... Now, Dan, you come from Sydney. So I've always wanted to know if this has been something that you have noticed that we do here in WA. Have you ever noticed that we have skinless onions in our supermarkets?
No.
What?
I don't really love onions, to be honest.
You buy skinless onions?
Don't you buy them? Well, you know the red onions that they don't have any cover. You know, like they have them sitting there all shiny, like the red ones that are all shiny.
All the red ones I buy do have skins.
Okay, well, most of them don't, right? And people have always wondered why, because we are the only ones. WA is the only ones anywhere in Australia that sells these onions all shiny with no skins.
Okay.
And they're like, why? Are we getting lazy? Like, are people just going, nah, can't be bothered peeling my onions?
I can't, to be honest. It's a big hassle.
It is a big hassle?
Yeah.
You know, so everyone's wondering why. And they've actually come out and told why. I love this one. Someone commented, folks have, like, I can't deal with buying these skinless onions because it's like other folks have touched them with their clothes off a little nasty.
Wow. So why do they do it?
Anyway, so they do it because apparently we get a lot of our onions here in WA from WA, and they're just uglier than the eastern states' counterparts. So they strip all the skins off so that they look better.
Right.
Right.
Okay. Well, speaking of food,
incredible segue.
A pizza chain, a big pizza chain, has had their social media taken over by Kevin.
Kevin
from finance.
Oh, I love it. Go on. What's Kevin from finance done?
This big Australian pizza chain he's just taken over the Facebook page. He says, "Hi all, Kevin from finance here to answer your questions for the next hour. Cheers." And then he comments below that, "Social media person is locked in the fire escape. Thanks, Kevin." And people just started asking questions. Colette said, "Hey, Kevin, can you train your pizza slices to even things up a little? I feel bad having to take one of the bigger slices." And Kevin says, "Then don't. Cheers, Kev."
Then don't.
And at the end of his reign of customer service, he says, "Thanks all. Hopping off to the local RSL for a fisherman's basket."
What a legend. Kevin's the real MVP. I feel like we should vote for Kevin tomorrow.
Yeah. We should ask him all the sorts of questions about everything, I think,
you
other
know
than just pizza.
I will, before I get onto my story, I will mention in the whole East Coast, West Coast hot dog sausage sizzle debate.
This is about the bread.
Yeah.
It's about here, everything is on a roll. In Sydney, it's on a piece of bread.
Yeah, right.
Or two pieces of bread. There, that's all I'm saying.
Okay.
Guys... I'm going to take you to South Korea because a trio.
Yeah.
Sure. A trio of paper plane enthusiasts have broken a world record by sending a folded plane a full distance of 252 feet and 7 inches.
252 How long's feet? That? That's ages. That's like 80 meters.
What's 252 feet in meters? Hang on. Oh, it's 76. Oh, it's actually only 76.81 metres.
Wow.
Yeah.
You don't find that impressive?
Pretty good.
I guess so. I don't know. World record? That's 100.
Okay. Off you go then. You do
it. Anyway, I'm going to break it.
Well, there you have it, family. Another Breakfast Show podcast. If you loved it, you can always check out the 98.5 website, 98five.com.
Or you can even just tune in live.